Welcome to another episode of the Life Hacking Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about an experience that I had just yesterday that was like one of those trigger moments. Have you ever had those before where something major happens and there's a shift in your life and a brain hack that goes with it that you're going to love because it really defines the things that are actually holding you back and really some life-changing shifts. So let's dive right in. Most of you guys know that I am in the inner circle with Russell Brunson. Hopefully you all know who Russell Brunson is. He is one of my mentors, now a coach. He's a powerful entrepreneur that created ClickFunnels a few years ago that most influencers and entrepreneurs use to get people into their world, into their funnels. And he's just an incredible guy himself. I've been to Funnel Hacking Live, which is his live event once a year for the past only 2 years. I only discovered this a couple of years ago, right before COVID hit. And my life has really never been the same. So in order for you to be in the inner circle, there's a couple of things you have to do. Number one, you have to be in the Two Comma Club, which is essentially means that you have to hit $1 million in a funnel that you're using through ClickFunnels, $1 million in revenue, which I did and was able to go up on stage last year at Funnel Hacking Live and get that award. And this year we're hoping it'll be close to be in the 2CCX award, which is the Two Comma Club X, which is essentially doing $10 million in revenue from a funnel. And I think we're at, 5 or 6 million right now. So by that time, we should be at 7 million by the fall, or excuse me, 10 million by the fall and into that club, which is awesome. Well, once you get into the Two Comma Club or into the Two Comma Club X opportunity, which is $10 million in revenue, you're invited to join Inner Circle. Now, Inner Circle is not necessarily easy to get into because it sells out essentially every year and only a few spots open up. Well, I had an opportunity, and I think I might have talked about this in an earlier episode, to join Inner Circle. Well, there's a lot of cool things that happen in Inner Circle. For example, we meet a couple of times a year, and just as an Inner Circle group with Russell Brunson and his team, and we have a 2 or 3 day mastermind, which is awesome. We've only had one, and we have another one in April coming up. There was the Mexico event. Some of you might have been there, which was a few weeks ago. And there's other things that go on. Like, for example, every month we have like a fireside chat where somebody from the group will teach something. And yesterday, we had one of our fellow Inner Circle members inside the fireside chat. Well, oddly enough, in our April mastermind, I had met her. Her name is Dr. Shannon Irving. I think I'm saying her last name right. And I was flying home from that event in Boise, Idaho to Dallas, Texas. And I happened to meet Shannon on the plane. And I noticed because, you know, we're all wearing our Inner Circle shirts. And so it was easy to know who everybody was. And she told me about her what she does. She's a coach, but she's a doctor. She's a doctor of neuroscience and psychology. I have to dive into that a little bit more. But it was interesting to me that she was a transformational coach that helped people release the roadblocks that they have that are keeping them from really achieving ultimately what they want. They might have like the right tactics or right strategy, but they aren't necessarily getting to where they want to go. So they keep spinning in like hustle and strategy and just can't seem to break through to a certain level of success or income or whatever it might be. And what she does, she uses neuroscience and the brain to be able to change all of that. Because for example, the right strategy in the wrong brain will not work. The right strategy in the right brain, in other words, the right way of thinking will work. And it's not just about the right way of thinking, it's about the subconscious beliefs that we all have that are holding us back from everything that we want. So I was talking to her on the plane and I'm like, wow, this is so fascinating. And there was something that kind of connected me to her. In other words, I was feeling like I really needed to talk to this person further. Well, I didn't think much of it. That was back in October. So here we are 4 or 5 months later. And I found out that the fireside chat that happened yesterday was going to feature her. So I was super, super excited for the fireside chat because I'm like, okay, now I got to sort of learn from her. And I actually joined one of her challenges a couple of weeks ago. It was a 5-day challenge, but I joined day one and day two. And I don't know, I just wasn't feeling like connected. So I thought, well, maybe this was just a coincidence and there was nothing really to it. So I thought, hey, yesterday I had a crazy day with clients, a lot of things going on. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to join this So I decided to get on this chat, and the name of the fireside chat was 3 simple brain hacks that will 10x your revenue. And I'm thinking, okay, I want to 10x my revenue, of course, because if I 10x my revenue, I 10x my impact, which is essentially my goal, essentially what I want to do. So she gets in there and she starts talking about the brain and how the brain works. And she talks about how you have an untapped resource that's your biggest competitive advantage. And if you know what this resource is, it will create more time, more revenue, more impact, and more influence than you ever dreamed of. And these are things that we've heard before, right? I'm like, okay, awesome, this is great, but I've heard these types of things before. But she starts talking about how some leaders can access a level of accomplishment that most can't. And it's interesting because a lot of us in this world, you know, ask the question, should we use like a webinar to reach our audience? Should we use a live event to reach our audience? Should we use a challenge or whatever it might be? And so we're always thinking about like strategies and tactics. And she's like, well, guess what? All of them actually work, because every single one of us knows somebody that has been ultimately very successful by using a different avenue to get their message out. That's not the difference. The difference is really understanding who we really are and understanding the subconscious things that are holding us back from everything that we want in life. Because if you think about it, all of us have these deep-seated beliefs. We have these, what she calls automations. Now, she talks about how there's 60,000 thoughts an hour and how most of our life is essentially automated, except for maybe just a small percentage of our thoughts. And I've talked about this before, how most of our thoughts are negative and how we essentially just do things on automation. And part of the reason why is because our brain is meant to keep us safe. It is not meant to have us thrive. It is not meant for us to be able to break through to whatever level of income or impact or whatever our goals are in life. It's not necessarily meant for us to break through to those things, right? Well, our brain is meant to keep us to survive. It is meant to make things easy. That's why it's so much easier to sit down and watch Netflix than it is to write a book, for example. Think about that. Think about the difference. It is so much easier for us to just go through the motions of our automatic actions and thoughts every day than it is to actually step 1 or 2 feet into the darkness and do something that's not familiar with us. You know what I mean? It is so much easier because our brain was meant to survive. It was not meant to be uncomfortable. It was not meant to thrive. So anytime a thought comes that maybe something that you need to do, what's the first thing that usually happens? Usually the first thing is you have a massive amount of resistance on that thought. So every time I thought about like, oh, Eric, you need to write a book. I hate the thought of writing a book. I don't want to write a book. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've done it before and I hate it because it's just so much time. It's so grueling and it's just a lot of effort. And that's the surface resistance. And she thought, well, wait a minute. One of the first things you need to do is listen to that resistance. Listen to what it's actually telling you. Because what we try to do is we try to out-hustle those thoughts. We try to out-hustle those thoughts that we're having that essentially of, hey, if my mind is telling me that I can't do this or I don't want to do this, then just hustle, just go, just break through that barrier, right? And don't get me wrong, hustle definitely has its place. But here's the problem, is when we have resistance, one of the things that it does for us is that it's telling us something that we probably should do, but our brain's trying to keep us from not doing it. And she taught me 2 powerful things about our brain. Our brain, by the way, does not need to see what we want to accomplish to believe we can do it. But our brain does need to believe it for us to see it. Belief is the most powerful thing. If you can tap into true belief, everything can be unlimited for you. Everything. We talked about the RAS before, which is a reticular activation system, which is essentially when you focus on something, you tend to see it over and over again, like you buy a new car and all of a sudden everybody's driving the car that you bought, right? But the truth is, you really want to be somewhere. If you weren't on this podcast, you might be one of those that doesn't really strive for a high level of achievement. And those of us like me that are super high achievers that are go, go, go all the time, we believe that we can get there, right? We know essentially where we want to go. We have clarity on the accomplishment that we want to accomplish. But here's the problem. Your brain has to believe it for you to see it and for you to actualize it, for it actually become your life. But here's the problem, is even though we might believe that on a conscious level, a lot of times we don't believe it on a subconscious level. And so because of that, you cannot out-hustle your brain. If there are deep-seated beliefs inside of you that are keeping you playing small, and by the way, if I can tell you right now, most of you have one deep-seated belief right now that has to be eradicated before you can actually accomplish everything that you want to accomplish, and that is you have a belief of scarcity. You have a mind of scarcity. Why? Because most people have it. I've had it. And these deep-seated beliefs, by the way, came to you from your upbringing. And I don't know how that works in the eternal realm of things, because that's kind of screwed up, right? That by the time we're 7 years old, most of that's already programmed into us. So these are thoughts that we didn't actually embed. Our parents embedded, our environment embedded, others that we surrounded ourselves with us, things our friends said, things our parents said to us that we believed as absolute truth in that impressionable age of 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. And now we spend the rest of our lives trying to hack into that to change that. So if you have something you want to accomplish, something major you want to do, or an income level you want to hit, or you have potential that you know you have, but you aren't realizing right now in your life, hustle won't work if your belief, your deep-seated beliefs, don't actually match you getting there. Think about that. If you have a deep-seated belief that you live in scarcity and you can never make more than $100,000 a year, guess what? You'll never make more than $100,000 a year. I've met so many people that are stuck in a certain amount of income. And why? It's because there's some deep-seated belief in them that they're not worth more than that. So if you truly believe that you aren't worth what you want or want to have, you're not worth the life that you want to have, the life of your dreams, do you think you're ever actually going to get it? Well, no. So when I'm listening to this by Dr. Irvine, and of course she didn't say all of that, a lot of that was me interjecting my own thoughts about this and my own experience of this, but she did say that your brain does need to believe it for you to see it, but your brain also does not need to see it for you to believe it. In other words, you don't have to accomplish it first for you to believe it. In fact, the opposite is true. You have to absolutely believe it from a very deep subconscious level and reprogram your brain, which by the way, takes about 67 days to do, for it to actually happen. And that's where the magic comes. So I'm sitting there listening to this, and she's talking about things like belief. Actions always follow belief, not just conscious belief, but subconscious belief. You might have a conscious belief that you want to make $1 million in a year, but your subconscious belief is telling you that you're only worth $100,000 and you'll never make more than that. Obviously, this works for more than income, right? Then guess what? Your actions will always follow your subconscious beliefs, which ultimately lead to your results. Here's the scary thing. You cannot outperform or out-hustle your subconscious mind. You have to lead it. And that's what Dr. Shannon Irving said yesterday. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that is like so crazy and so powerful. And so she gave a few brain hacks on how you can unlock your biased belief. And she told a story of a swimmer that was never at the top of their game. They can never like get the gold in their level. And so she started working with the swimmer, and for 67 days worked on the mind, didn't work on the body. And there was a certain muscle that wasn't where it needed to be. And they worked on unlocking these brain beliefs. And by the way, that muscle grew by 97% without a single bit of exercise, which is crazy. I'm like, what, are you kidding me? It was amazing. And that swimmer that she worked with went on to achieve the gold in their category, which was super crazy awesome. And one of the big mistakes she talked about, which we've talked a little bit about this, and I don't know that I've said it this bluntly, and this is going to challenge your beliefs, but one of the biggest mistakes that we make is operating from goals. It does not work. That doesn't mean you can't have goals or something to reach for, but operating from goals is just hustling to accomplish something that you want to accomplish without changing the deep-seated belief that you have that is fighting against you achieving the very goal that you want to achieve. It does not work. I've said before, and I'll say it again, 93% of Americans by week 3 break their New Year's resolutions. Why? Because they set a goal and didn't change a belief. It is not about doing, it is about becoming, and becoming has everything to do with your beliefs over time, which is super, super powerful. So every time that you have something you want to accomplish and there's this resistance that comes to you that says, your inner voice, that has already been programmed for years and years and years that says, stop, don't do this. This is not you. You can't do this. You're not worthy of it. You're not good enough. You suck. You have to listen to that, not hustle around it, not dismiss it. Actually face the music. Look in the mirror and ask yourself why. This happened to me this morning. I heard the voice again. You need to write a book about life hacking. I don't want to write a book. That was a surface resistance. The second surface resistance for me was, I don't want to write a book because it's a pain in the butt. I've done it before and it's just a lot of work. And then I dove deeper. Well, why is it a pain in the butt? Well, guess what? If you're not doing something that you know you must do to get to where you want to go, it is because you don't actually truly believe it. You don't believe you can actually get there, or you don't believe that you're not actually worthy of it, or you don't believe that for whatever reason, it can happen from a deep-seated level. Yes, you might be able to say, oh, I could totally do it. But then those thoughts came in and your brain starts going in overdrive to keep you safe, to keep you comfortable, to keep you in scarcity. And that's terrible. Well, then something happened that changed my life. It was one of those pivot moments that I never thought would happen. And it's interesting that I met Dr. Irving several months ago on that plane and felt this connection and felt that somehow, some way at that time, oddly enough, that she would be a part of my journey. And our moderator asked for somebody to join on to do a live one-on-one. She said, as many as you want, just join and we'll pick somebody, right? So I joined and I didn't think I would be picked. I thought, you know, out of the inner circle, there's, you know, what, 100 of us. And I think on the call, there was only maybe 15 people, but I joined and I was the only one that joined, and bam, here I was in a live session. If I can, I'll see if I can get permission to publish a video sometime. But she asked me, she's like, well, what is it that you want to accomplish? And she's kind of going through this little stage and she says, well, like, what is your purpose? Where do you want to be? And are you where you want to be now? And I kind of mentioned it. And she said, well, why? Why do you want to accomplish that? And I told her why, which was, hey, I want to make impact. I want to have influence. And she's like, well, why do you want to have impact and influence? And this isn't verbatim, obviously, but, and I said, well, because I believe my purpose in life is to wake up men and women to who they really are, help extract their potential and help them achieve their potential so that when they die, the person they are will meet the person they could have become and have those two people, the exact same people. And she's like, well, why that? And why that? She kept just asking me why? And I'm here live with my peers, some of the top entrepreneurs, I believe, in the world and influencers that are in this inner circle. They paid anywhere from $150,000 to $250,000 to be in this group. So this is a high level group of high level entrepreneurs, very passionate producers. And so I'm here super, super nervous. And I don't get nervous, at least like that often. I'm kind of sweating and she's like digging down and diving down to not the surface belief that I had and the surface resistance, but down beneath. And all of a sudden she asks it one more time. And I think it was sixth or seventh time, the seventh layer. And I started getting emotional and I didn't know why. And I started getting teary-eyed on this call in front of my inner circle group. And it comes out. And it comes out because I've suffered a lot. I've experienced a ton of pain in my life for years. And I've experienced some grueling experiences in my life that I never thought I would have to face, including not only business failures and successes, not only relationships, but marriage that didn't work out. Children that I had to enter into a broken home that I never thought I would ever have to do that, dealing with mental illness. And I faced some massive pain in my life. And I said, because I have been through pain, I have been through suffering, and I want to help alleviate suffering in the world. I want to help people not have to go through the pain and the hell that I went through so that they can accomplish what they want. Maybe there's some life hacks that I can give them that will help them achieve everything they want in life without having to go into the pit of pain for years. For me, I was in a very, very painful situation, a situation in suffering for 18 years of my life. Yeah. Thank goodness that I'm no longer in that situation. 18 years of suffering and pain, almost on a constant basis, if not every day, weeks every week. It was hell. And I don't want anybody to have to experience it on that level. Yes, pain, I can't alleviate all pain. I can't save anybody. I can simply guide people. I can't alleviate your pain, the pain and suffering that you've experienced in your life. But what I can do is help you get out of that pit, help you get out of that pit and to the peak of who you really are. And then it just hit me. Wow, that is my life's work. And that is what drives me, is the pain that I've been through and help eliminate suffering as much as I possibly can. And when I did that, wow, everything just opened up for me. And I felt this feeling like, oh my gosh, I need to talk to Shannon again. I need to consume whatever she is consuming, because some of my deep-seated beliefs right now are keeping me from doing the things consistently that I know that I need to do to get to where I want to go. Let's be honest. If you know where you want to be in 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, you already know what you need to do, but you're not doing it. Why? Because for whatever reason, there's some subconscious or deep-seated belief that is keeping you from taking the action. It's probably some fear, some limiting belief that you're not good enough, you're not worthy, which as you know, is bull crap. If you really did dive down into those deep-seated beliefs, you would find out and discover that, guess what? You're full of crap. And I'm full of crap. I'm lying to myself and you are lying to yourself about who you really are, about who you can become. Yes, maybe on the surface you think you can do it, but why hasn't it happened yet? Why? Because deep down inside, these deep-seated beliefs that were implanted in you from other people, your parents, your environment, your upbringing, whatever it might be, that are still there speaking to you, keeping you playing small. When that happens, when you know you need to accomplish something, you feel the resistance, stop hustling around it. Stop just taking action. Sit back for 5 minutes. I did it this morning with this book that I now know that I need to write, that I don't want to write. I hate writing books. And ask yourself, listen to that resistance. And what is it telling you? And just listen. And all of a sudden, don't accept the first answer. It's probably like, oh, because it's taking a lot of time or whatever it might be. Dive deeper. Ask yourself why several times. And when you do that, you can get to the bottom of this deep-seated belief. And once you know what that is, guess what? You can change that. You can change that. I don't have the exact playbook on how to change that just yet, but I have a call with Dr. Irving this evening at 6:30 p.m. And I can't wait to start that journey, because in 67 days, my world is going to open up. And I'll bring you guys on that journey as well, how your world can open up and you can brain hack yourself to hopefully accomplishing everything that you want in life. All right, that is today's Life Hacking Podcast. I hope that was enjoyable. I hope that you are learning something from this, because I am on a journey to help you accomplish your potential, help you first wake up to who you really are and to rise. Because guess what? That's what life hackers do. You want to know what life hackers do? I'll tell you. And I tell myself this now every morning. Here's what a life hacker does. A life hacker rises to their potential and lives free. A life hacker always finds the way. A life hacker lives life on their terms. A life hacker rises to their challenge. A life hacker owns life. A hack is not about a cheat code. It is about tactics, tools, strategies, but most importantly, beliefs that will allow you to rise and live life on your terms, not on somebody else's terms, not because of the deep-seated beliefs that were implanted in you when you were young, not from what your friends tell you, not from your environment, not from the naysayers that say that you can't do it or you're not good enough or why are you doing this? Why don't you just live like everybody else and be average like everybody else? No, a life hacker rises to their potential and lives free. You have lives to bless. You have people to serve, including yourself. Work on yourself first, and then you'll be much better at serving others. You cannot lift up somebody from lower ground. You cannot give light that you do not have. I believe that the greatest work you can ever do in your life is work on yourself, grow. Then once you grow, you can contribute on a much higher level. There are things that you cannot be called to because of the income that you make and because of the beliefs that you have. and because you're not on the plane that you need to be on, because you're not yet at your potential. Guess what? We're going to get you to your potential. That's what this podcast is all about. No, it's not just a nice message, or no, it's not just motivation or inspiration. It is meant to change your life. It is meant to be transformational. It is meant to help you become everything that you know and I know that you can become. Welcome to this journey. We'll see you in the next podcast.